Why do you think that religion is incompatible with capitalism and freedom? And the questioner goes on to say, some Christians are against socialism because in the system, people must sacrifice to each other. I'm not sure why they're against that, because Christianity is for sacrifice. Those Christians are for non-coercive altruism, and they want people who are more freely to sacrifice themselves, which is impossible in socialism. Okay. Look, it's not necessarily the case that any specific Christian is against capitalism. It's certainly not. In America, the biggest defenders of relative economic freedom tend to be Christians. It's that Christianity qua ideology and faith as such, is anti-capitalism. Why? So to the extent that Christians are consistently faith-based or consistently advocates for their religion, they will not be pro-capitalism. And I've told many Christians I know, particularly many Christians who are pro-markets, I tell them, what's unique about Christians, particularly the evangelicals in America, is that they are Americans first and Christians second. That they love America. They love the founders. They love the founding documents. And what they do is they take their Christianity and mold it, reshape it to fit their love of America, their love of markets. And, okay, but that's because they're diminishing their own ideology. Their ideology is not consistent. So, now, why do I say that? There are a number of reasons. Let's start with an epistemological reason. Capitalism, in other words, freedom. Freedom is a consequence of the recognition that you as an individual have the capacity to reason, to know the world, to know the truth, to discover the truth for yourself. And therefore, nobody else, not the state, not your neighbors, has a right to tell you what to think, what to do, how to act. Reason is an attribute of the individual. It is your attribute as an individual. And therefore, you must be left free to pursue your reason. Force, coercion. Why are they bad? They're bad because they're anti-reason, because they undermine the idea that truth must be discovered by you. Truth must be understood by you, and that you have the capacity to understand it. A gun is the negation of thought. Coercion is the negation of reason. That's why it's evil. Now, what is the opposite of reason, epistemologically? Faith. Faith means I trust what X tells me and I'm going to follow his orders. That faith could be faith in the government. It could be faith in God. It could be faith in the Führer. It could be faith in the Pope. It could be faith in the proletarian as communicated to you by whoever, Lenin, Stalin, fill in the blank. But it's all faith. It's all anti-reason. It's all saying no. Truth is external to me. Truth must be revealed to me. I must get it from a book of mystical sayings. I must get it from a communication with a mystical being, or I must get it from the words of a wise man. And if truth is external to you, then if somebody else knows the truth and you don't, then it's his responsibility to impose that truth on you. And since reason is not efficacious, the way to get that truth to you is not through argument. It's not through reasoning. It's completely legitimate once reason is out to force you with regard to the truth. That's why every religion in history has used force. Every single one of them has used force in order to secure adherence, in order to punish digressions. Every single one. Just think Middle Ages Christianity, burning crucifixes. Think Islam today. think Judaism in the Old Testament. And by the way, if you're a Christian and you haven't read the Old Testament, you should. You'll get a very different perspective on God. God's not this nice guy that you're being taught in Sunday school about. So there is no prohibition on coercion in religion. It goes the opposite. If I can force you to do what's right, then it's good. Then it's good. It might not be good for you because you didn't choose it, but it's for me. I did something good. So there's nothing in faith that prohibits coercion. So philosophically, faith is the enemy of capitalism. And indeed, in America, I think the reason the religious right cannot mount a defense of capitalism, cannot actually secure freedom in America, even when they win elections, even when they get into power like George W. Bush or Ronald Reagan, they can't actually do anything. It's because they accept altruism. And by accepting altruism, there is no such thing politically as non-coerced altruism. Once altruists get into power, they're fine with using coercion. Christianity doesn't fundamentally oppose coercive altruism. Altruism is evil, coerced or non-coerced, because it's bad for you. Their standard is not you. Their standard is not me. Their standard is not the individual. Their standard is the group. That's why they have no problem with non-coerced altruism. Because you're doing something good for somebody else. And somebody else is the standard, not you. They cannot be properly self-interested. They cannot be rationally self-interested. And again, to be really pro-capitalism, to defend capitalism, to promote capitalism, and ultimately to secure capitalism, you have to have two ideas that faith and religion oppose. Individualism in the deepest moral sense and reason. And if you advocate for faith, you can't uphold either one of those, and therefore your support of capitalism must fail.